Torah mixed Ben Adam L'Chavera with Ben Adam L'Makom. This week's Parsha, Mishpatim, Ben Adam L'Chavera primarily. A very large chunk of it, the halachas of Nezikin. Mishpatim, there's an extremely important attitude that the Jew has to develop, especially in today's day and age, because after we taught the world the concept of Mishpatim, they've changed it a drop, and we've bought their idea of what Mishpatim are. In Shas and in Parshas Mishpatim, the concept of Nezikin has a very respectable place. So how do we understand Nezikin? If someone does damage to you, they've got to pay. They've got to reimburse. Justice. With that attitude, we start learning the halachas of Nezikin, and we're puzzled. These are mishpatim. Tomon ba'ish is potter. Bor is potter on kelim. So many halachas that don't seem to be mishpatim. Our sense of justice, the one we've picked up from the world, once again, that the world picked up from us but changed a drop, it has us up in arms. We learn halachas and we say it's not fair. In fact, there are some laws, I'm using the word laws because of the way they present them, that the enemies of Yiddishkeit, unfortunately from within, they use them to show how unfair and unjust the Torah is. Onis, mefate. What are the halachas? What do you pay her in? They have tainus. They're more just than Hashem. So let's understand. Tosfos points out that Nezikin are what's called milva haksuva batorah. A chiddush, something I would never have known on my own. Something of a gzeiras hakosel. Why is that? Says Tosfos, if I steal your money, so I have your money in my pocket, I've got to give it back. I take your object, I've got to return it. I break your window, you've got all the pieces. I didn't take anything. Oh, the Torah was mechadish, nevertheless you got to pay. Our Western progressive minds don't understand this. We're so much more fair. We'd never talk like this. The Balei HaTosfos needed psukim to tell them, that when you break someone's window, you can't just walk away and say, it's your window, there it is, Harei Shalcha Levanecha. They're backward. Yeah, that was centuries ago. We know better. For us, it's not a milvah ksuvah b'Torah, I guess. For us, it's pashit. It's muskolas. We can ask ourselves why the pasuk bothered writing them. So let me tell you a chiddush. It's only a chiddush because we're all from the West. When the Rishonim tell us that the reason you can't take nekama is because anything that happens to you is what you deserve, and that no human being could possibly do anything to you if it wasn't supposed to happen to you, that means that the whole concept of justice is impersonal. If someone does something to me, he doesn't owe me anything. Hashem Arolol HaKalel. David HaMelech says, when Shimi Ben Gera is cursing him, it's not personal. He happens to be Chayiv Misa because he cursed the Melech Yisrael. But it has nothing to do with me, the human being. That's his issue. The fact that David was cursed had nothing to do with Shimi. That's Hashem's doing. Hashem, who is all just and knows everything, we find this concept in Adam Zolom, and one of the pshatim brought down. The halacha is, if Adam come along, turns out they're false, they bear false witness, they try to get someone killed. So the halacha is kasha zaman v'lo kasha also. If they did it already, if the man was executed, we don't kill them. What does it say? He must have deserved it. Hashem would not have allowed Bezdin to go kill someone who was innocent. See, as far as they're concerned, we don't really understand the difference, and that's a very big chiddush. But understand the message. We walk around with tainus. We've got problems. This one did this to me, and this one did this to me, and this one did that to me. And in Western society, you sue everybody to make a good living that way. But even us, we're not like that. But we have tainus. This isn't fair, and that isn't fair. This one's insensitive to me. This one's selfish. You think these people run the world? I want justice. You got justice. Now go figure out why that's just. Now go figure out why Creator of heaven and earth, who was all true and all just, decided that that's the best thing for you under these circumstances. Go figure that out. Nothing personal. The reason we want justice is because it hurts us. We're more concerned for justice when someone has cheated us, even on a small level, far more than when they hurt someone else in a much larger scale. Because it's me. So don't be dishonest. The word is not justice. The word is I'm upset. You know, justice is this objective sounding concept. You're talking vengeance. You're talking revenge. You want to get back at him. Sit down and do your homework. Hashem's talking to you. Hashem broke your window. Hashem said the best thing for you today is a broken window. You don't understand why? All right, that's another kasha to work on. Another sugya that you've got to find out pshati. Go figure it out. Go figure out why Hashem thinks this is the best thing for you. So if it's a question of mamoni gabach, if it's a question of someone has your object, it's yours. He's got to give it back. But if someone broke your window's there, you got the problem, it's broken, go figure out why Hashem wanted you to have a broken window. Him? That's not your business. Comes the Torah with a chiddush. And the Torah says that even though you deserved it, and even though it's the best thing for you, you know something? The one who did it has to pay. Not only that, but you even have a claim against him. That's a chiddush. This is not only a matter of justice that the courts have to make him pay as some form of punishment, but you're actually the Baal Dover, you're the one that can claim it. That's a chiddush. Tosfos is coming from the right place. We're a little mixed up. So once again, for us coming from the West, when we learn the Parsha of Nezikin, the chiddush is not the fact that you got to pay when you do damage. The chiddush to us is the fact that the Torah has to say, it says that we're all mixed up. Recognize that when things happen to you, just because someone else did it, doesn't mean that he's responsible. So when the Rishonim asked the Kasha, why was Paro punished? They mean it. Their answer is, it's his cheshbon. In fact, we don't hate the enemies of the Jews because they did things against us. Why is it that we're constantly talking about the fact that an enemy of Klal Yisrael is an enemy of Hashem? David HaMelech, whose life was filled with enemies, from beginning to end, there was always someone after him. So he says, Havo Masanecha Hashem Esna. His hatred is for those who hate Hashem. It's because they hate what he stood for. Nothing personal. On a personal level, Hashem Amalola Kalel. So that's when you're dealing with Paro. That's when you're dealing with enemies of Hashem. Did someone hurt you personally? Take it personally, but not from him. Take it personally from heaven. Personal gift from heaven. And learn your lesson. So why does Hashem get us upset? Why does Hashem do the things that disappoint us? So we should get angry at others? To make us into worse people? To make us into bitter human beings? It's to make us into more mature people. It's to make us learn to deal with hardship, do our soul searching. Have we spoilt ourselves? Are we too needy? you know, people that must have everything perfect. Not only do they suffer so much because things go wrong, but things go wrong for them more than for anybody else. It's almost like Hashem teases them. You know why? To help them grow up. Rav Chanan Wasserman, b'shita, as a matter of principle, did not use an umbrella. Maybe to carry one because it was in style, but not use an umbrella. He used to say human beings have taught themselves today that we're made of sugar that we melt in the water. You're not so fragile. Could you imagine walking in the pouring rain without an umbrella? You can't walk outside. We've set so many limitations on ourselves. It's nice to have conveniences, but to think that we can't survive without them. So Hashem teaches us lessons. The more dependent you are on your conveniences, for some strange reason, the more often they break, the more you realize maybe you can survive without them. And that's beautiful. But if you misread the message and instead you start cursing out the people that made it and the repairmen and everyone around you whose fault it probably is, after all, they turned it on, then we're missing the point. The basis for all of Nezikin is the fact, and this is a chiddush, that even though what happens to you is what's best for you, and even though what happens to you is a message from heaven, nevertheless there is responsibility on the part who actually, on the part of the person who perpetrates it, and direct responsibility to the victim. And that's a chiddush. That's a milvak suba batara. These are mishpatim. But it's a chiddush. And there are limitations. When it's blatant, there is direct responsibility. When it's groma, when it's indirect, you're on your honor. Beis Din won't force you, but if you don't pay now, you're going to pay later. Meaning, you understand that in terms of ultimate justice up in heaven, of course you're responsible. Can the person come and claim it from you? That's another story. It's got to be blatant, and there are limitations. Incidentally, this is a chiddush lahalacha. The poskim are machadish that even in a situation where the Torah says you're potter, bor is potter on kelim. If it was a direct damage done by a bor, then it's no worse than groma. There's no question that you're chayav b'dinei shamayim. The Torah is not saying there's no justice. There is justice. But once again, I do not walk around demanding justice. I appreciate that what happens to me is heaven sent. The Torah was machadish that in certain situations I have the right to demand reimbursement. In all situations, the perpetrator better make sure he reimburses now, because it's going to be a lot more expensive up in heaven. But that's a different cheshbon. In the eyes of Chazal, when one studies Nezikin, you're supposed to study it from the eyes of the perpetrator. By learning Nezikin, you've got to learn how careful you've got to be not to harm another individual. Because that's where the halachas of Nezikin really come in. The essence of Nezikin is the chiddush that the Torah came up with on the part of the perpetrator. With regard to the victim, the parsha of Nezikin, that I can actually ask for reimbursement, it's a chiddush and that's a side issue. Because the essential point for the victim is go figure out why you got what you got. So let's go through life in a way that Gashmius doesn't matter all that much. And let all these things hurt us so much less, and they'll happen a lot less often. And when Chas V'Shalom, someone else comes and does any harm to you, understand that your primary approach is that of soul searching. Appreciate what Hashem is teaching you. And by the way, you may have certain rights, but without vengeance, without spite. You may have certain rights, and if you have the right to them, so why not? But that's not what the focus is on. And keep the emotion out of it. The emotion is to be focused on our own growth. The parsha of Nezikin is primarily for the perpetrator. For the victim, it's like everything else. Hashem talks to us all day. Hashem gives us assignments. Hashem leads us along. Hashem is helping us grow and bringing us closer to Him. Bringing us to a point where we're more and more like Him. V'alachta b'drachov. That process involves situations that are often uncomfortable and painful, but they are heaven sent, for which we are very thankful.